From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. As we head into winter, the threat of a triple-demic is hanging over our heads. Now, a triple-demic is when cases of COVID-19, flu, and RSV all surge at the same time. Also, what you need to know about a new warning about eye drops. Joining us today to talk more about all of this is Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System. And remember, if you have a question about public health, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hey, Gemma.
So, Dr. Pate, let's start with the triple-demic. If this is something that, you know, here we are, November 1st, and quickly heading into winter, is this something that we all need to kind of be concerned about?
Yeah, and, you know, every year we need to be concerned about respiratory virus season. Because influenza or the flu and RSV, two of the things that you mentioned, those are clearly seasonal. And in the United States, they start occurring in the fall and run until the spring, oftentimes. Our current state is that RSV is already taking off. And so for those individuals that are over 60, you should be having the conversation with your doctor about getting the RSV vaccine if you have not already. For those children that are young children, particularly under 8 months of age, you also should be talking to your pediatrician about whether your child should have an RSV vaccination, or we have a monoclonal antibody that we can give them. The third group of people that should be worried about RSV are those pregnant moms that are in their third trimester and going to be delivering an infant during this RSV season. You should talk to your OB, and if you haven't already been vaccinated, that's something you should consider. So RSV is already taking up, and that's expected. It happens every single year, and it's happening now. The next thing that you mentioned was influenza, and we are just beginning the U.S. influenza season. So what we see across the United States is we see high activity of influenza in Alaska. We see some pretty moderate levels in like Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and then a lot of the southern states and now some of the Midwestern states are starting to show an increase in activity, but still low. The state of Idaho has very little influenza right now. However, Wyoming next to us has low but higher activity than we have. So if you're staying in Idaho, not yet time to get your flu vaccine, but if you're traveling, you definitely want to consider, if you're traveling soon, you want to consider getting your influenza vaccine 10 days to 2 weeks before you travel. Then the third thing of the triple-demic is COVID. And so while RSV and influenza are epidemics, meaning that they is a sudden uptick and increase in wide distribution of infections, of course, we're still in a pandemic with COVID. And recently, levels in the United States have gone down of COVID, although we're still seeing quite a bit of activity. But we are getting some signs that we may starting to see another resurgence uptick in the northeastern part of the United States. And certainly, while COVID is not seasonal, we typically every year have seen it surge again in the late fall, early winter. And so I think it's reasonable to expect that's going to happen. So those of you that haven't had your boosters since last year, it is time to get that booster, and then you're going to be set for all three of these.
So, Dr. Pate, I want to go quickly back to what you said about the flu shot, that we're not necessarily in a place right now in Idaho where it's, you know, urgent to get your flu shot. However, you need to get it 10 to 12 days maybe before you travel or something like that. Thanksgiving is 3 weeks away. So folks, I'm assuming, should kind of start thinking about that even if our flu numbers remain fairly low.
Yeah, if you're staying here for Thanksgiving and everybody that's going to be celebrating with you is local, then we'll see. We'll keep an eye and we'll keep telling you each week whether it's time to go with your flu vaccine. But certainly, if you're going to be traveling to another part of the country or internationally for Thanksgiving, then yes, you're going to want to get vaccinated 10 days to 2 weeks before you're leaving on your travels. And remember, those of you that are in my age group of over 65, you need to get the high-dose influenza vaccine. And the reason we timed the flu vaccine is, unlike the COVID booster and unlike the RSV vaccine, the immune benefit from the flu vaccine doesn't last as long. And so we try to wait taking the flu shot till we're actually starting to see the activity to make sure that it will last you and give you lasting protection through the entire flu season, which oftentimes doesn't really end until March or so. But I've seen someone get influenza in May. So we try to stretch it out a little bit.
I want to turn to what I mentioned at the top of our conversation as well. And Dr. Pate, the consumers are being warned against using about 26 different types of eye drop products. And these are over the counter. They're being sold at major retailers. We're talking CVS, Target, Rite Aid, Walmart. What do we know about this so far? The FDA came out with this over the weekend, urging people to throw all of this away.
Yeah, this was a little surprising. Of course, we talked previously, Gemma, probably a couple months ago, about there were some limited numbers of eye drops that were contaminated with bacteria and causing severe illness in some people that were using those drops. But it was just a few different drops. This is 26 different products. These are over-the-counter eye drops. These are not the prescription eye drops. So if you're taking a prescription eye drop, you don't need to worry about this. But this is mostly going to be people who have dry eyes, who are taking lubricants for their dry eyes. These are also going to be more of the kind of the generic drop or lubricants are marketed like Target, Rite Aid, CVS, because it appears that there was a manufacturing plant that didn't have sanitary conditions in manufacturing the lubricants. And because of that, some of the lubricants have become contaminated with bacteria. And of course, we don't want people to be inadvertently putting bacteria into their eyes that could cause a severe infection. So that's why this recall. Those are going to be removed from the stores. So if you're going to be buying lubricant eye drops, you're going to go for the bigger names. They're probably going to be the ones that are still on the shelves. These will be pulled. But the big issue would be for those of you that already have them at home, like you were just saying, Gemma, you need to check and see if it's one of these. And if it is, then throw it away. Don't use it anymore. And you can get that list on the FDA's website of these 26 different products.
Okay. Dr. Pate, I want to get to some listener questions today. So Sally has written in. Sally lives in Salmon, and she's been trying to get the updated COVID vaccine for a couple of weeks. She tells us there are two pharmacies in Salmon. There are two medical clinics, one hospital. But she says she checked the vaccines.gov website that you always reference, and she says that nobody has them. So the nearest place she can get it is 100 miles away in Montana. And she says it's frustrating that pharmacies in Montana and Idaho Falls have the vaccines, but that they don't have it in Salmon. So I think she's just wondering, you know, should she travel that amount of time? And she says, you know, she's 100, she's 70, and she can't afford to drive 100 plus miles to get the vaccine. She says she's never had COVID. Yeah. She wants to keep it that way.
Well, God bless her. I want to keep it that way too, and I'm terribly sorry. So here's what I would suggest, because that's a terrible situation. The first is, I know there is a medical clinic there in Salmon, and I would talk to them and see, just tell them you want to get your updated booster. Would they please order it for you? Some practices have been hesitant to do that because they have to purchase it in a multi-dose. And then there, of course, if there's only one or two people there that want the vaccine, then they have to buy the whole vial and then they're stuck with that. But tell them that a number of these companies have now said they will buy back any of the unused vaccine. So this won't put the clinic at risk, and just see if they'll go ahead and order the vaccine for you so that they'll have it and you can come in and get it. Now, if they still won't, I certainly don't want you driving 100 miles. So what I would do is that the vaccines.gov website that you mentioned is really good, but it's not always 100% accurate. So I would contact, my recollection is that Wood River would not be that far away. It's still going to be a drive, but not that far. And I bet they have it either at St. Luke's Wood River or some of those other places. And I would contact them and see if they have it or if they'll get it for you. I don't want you to drive 100 miles, and I'm terribly sorry you're facing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Payne, we only have about a minute and a half left, and I want to get to this listener question. And it comes from Katie. She says she's procrastinated getting her shingles shot. She's had shingles. She said she also needs to get a flu shot. She got her COVID booster in September. Katie says she's 71. She's in good health. So this is her question for you, Dr. Pate. Can I get both the shingles and the flu shot at the same time? If not, how far apart should I get them?
Well, you can. And good question. First of all, you can get them at the same time. However, the shingles shot does cause for many people a lot of symptoms, what we call reactogenicity. In other words, sore arm, muscle aches, fever, that kind of thing. It can be rough for some people. Some people do fine with it. You may just want to get it by itself just because it, you know, minimize having two really sore arms and all, but you can get them at the same time. Personally, I'd probably, given the timing right now, I'd probably go ahead and get the shingles and just wait until I give the go-ahead on the flu vaccine, which could be next week or certainly the week after, but that'd give you a little time to recover. But if you want to get them at the same time, you can.
Well, as always, Dr. Pate, we so appreciate your expertise and your time. So we will, of course, chat with you next week, but thanks again.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.